Once, Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh went to meet up some Buzurg in South Africa. So he asked him some things. So the Buzurg replied, "When I'm here, I get the same barakat and I don't need to frequent." Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah's reply was, "One is the surat, one is the haqiqat. The haqiqat is to acquire the barakat. But perfection requires that with the surat, with the haqiqat, you get the surat as well." He gave an example. The person that reads Ishraq Namaz, like he is getting one Umrah Sawab, right? But because of this, he won't give out Umrah. He got the Haqiqat, that is the Sawab. And the perfection requires that he gets the Surat and the Haqiqat, both. Makkah and Medina Munawara. One is manifestation of the glory of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's glory, His splendor. That's Makkah Mukarrama, where you see the splendor, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And the most prominent sifat of Allah Ta'ala that is expressed here is the sifat of Allah Ta'ala being mustaghni. Antumul fuqara wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. That's the sifat that is most prominent here. Millions and millions of people come, and the barakat of this place never diminishes. It carries on, it's flourishing. And Medina Munawara, what is very prominent and visible there is the sifat of abdiyat, right? Of servitude. And for the perfection, both are required. To express the glory of Allah Ta'ala, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, it's also required. And to show servitude is also required. When Rasulullah said himself, makes it part of your tashahud, وَشَهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, right? So then how much should we show that abdiyat? In all that we do, in all that we think of, all our behavior, our ways, our mannerisms, our values, and we're supposed to be showing abdiyat. And abdiyat means what is told is readily accepted. So long as you know that the one that is instructing you is right, right. So that is why in the former days they won't accept anybody for bi'at straight away. Long struggle, then they will accept you for bi'at. Hazrat Ji Ramdas gave a story quoted from Hazrat Muhammad Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. One person came for bi'at. So he stayed a day or 2 days, and the sheikh laid a complaint to the police, this person tried to burgle my house. Whereas the person is totally innocent. So the police must have caught him and disciplined him. He's black. I will take beard. But you know, I accused you of something. I'm still, you know, that's a different story. But I won't lift this door. I won't leave this door. Now the Shaykh again says that people, the likes of Mr. Shafi Saab, or Zafar Saab, they are there in the prisons. They're scratching head now. How does this work? He's explaining, he says, Mawad Thani Saab, Ahmadali, and these people are there. Now, truly, he already came into the house. He went and lodged a complaint. Again, they locked him nicely, put him in jail a couple of days. Again, he's there. So when they asked the boy, he said, was he a tariqa hi kush aisa hi hai? They want to see what's the level of your trust and confidence. Now, if a person's trust and confidence is light, and small something happens against your taste, then you're going to move away. And then the Shaykh feels himself, what's the need for me to spend my energy on this person here when he doesn't have the desired amount of trust? Today is on, tomorrow is off. What's the need? He doesn't have it. And what's required here is the level of trust. So come what may, and he's showing that level of trust, then it's an easy operation. Give him the turn that you want, give him the adjustment that you want, give him the twist that you want. You can mold him very easily. But now, something is not in according to his taste and he doesn't feel right, then how are you going to work on that person? Right? In the time of the Shah Abdul Quddus, we're talking about him, Rahmatullah Ali. He or his son. So there was an invite, right? The Shaykh also was invited, he came in, but he came in very simple attire, you can't recognize him. So the next day the Shaykh got upset with the host. That I came for Dawat, but you did not take cognizance of me. He said, I couldn't make you out. He says, Mary Bu Kune Ponchi Aku. Why did you get my fragrance? He said, I just got that. See that? So what do you want from you? You want something else. Said, that affinity, that bonding must be very great. And why? They would like that bonding to be great if they want you to get the maximum in the minimum period. But now, until that bond is not like that, you can't get it. Trying something else happens, and you're breaking again, your spirit is breaking, your understanding is getting all marred and clouded. So a lot of problems you got on the way. But what was the reason for the problem is your mind was not absolutely clear. Your mind wasn't absolutely clear, so all these things happened. But if the mind is absolutely clear, right, made up your mind, I'm going to do this, then nothing must turn you away. So see the person, after you've seen him now, then nothing must turn you after it. One person came for bayat. So the Shaykh says, alright, say La ilaha illallah. I said, but the Shaykh's name was Sadiq, right? So say, Sadiqun Sadiq Rasulullah. So one person said it, and I said, hey, I can't see this. So thereafter the Shaykh explained, sometimes the khabar is muqaddam, is before the mubtala, right? You know, I say, this for you to understand, right? I say, I worship Allah Ta'ala, right? So that's one way of saying it. And the other way of saying it is that Allah Ta'ala do I worship, right? You see? So in Arabic also, you can just adjust the subject and the object. You call it subject and object. And you can just turn things around. In Arabic they call it Mubtada and Khabar. So when he said Sadiq Rasulullah, so this is what was meant, right? So that other murid now who refused to take this, hey, now I got it right, now I take beard. But you didn't pass the exam because you didn't have that level of confidence. Right. You didn't have that level of confidence. I'm going to have a problem with you all the time. Why this? Why not that? Why this and why not that? So the whole journey becomes complicated. The journey becomes difficult. Right. So what's very, very important here, you come in with a very clear mind. Is جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Allah also wants this. You're coming to Him and come with an absolutely clean, clear mind. Mind is all upside down. It's on one end and the other end. Let me try this and let me test this thing out. Then, yes, before you can give your commitment, then you can check out, right? And see, this one here. But after the commitment is made, then now you pass that stage. When you pass that stage, now you try him out now. Now you pass that stage. So you can find out, see, go here, go there, and find out the person. Right? After you have seen, right, what you wanted to see, now then make the commitment. When you make the commitment, then the road will naturally just open up to you. It will just become clear to you. Then there won't be anything absurd, nothing ambiguous, nothing unclear. And then every moment you are just benefiting, just enjoying and you're benefiting, you're moving. Otherwise, moving, then there's a stop, right? There's a delay now. 1 year delay, the road is not right. Road works for it, come after 1 year. Again you move, again there's a delay. But now that's the naivety of the murid. See, he's naive. So the Shaykh will put you through some trials, one trial, some other trial, will put you through trial, but the trial is to make you right. For him there's no benefit, he wants to see you. What type of a person are you? Sometimes he will test you in your reputation and integrity, right? So when he's testing you out for your integrity and your reputation, so he wants to see from that the greater concern is Allah Ta'ala or your integrity and reputation. What's the greater concern? Now the person says, hey, my integrity, my respect has been all damaged now. Very badly damaged. So that means Allah Ta'ala is second place. Arahti azzu alaykum min Allah wa attakhastumuhu wara'akum zihriya. So your connections are first place, Allah Ta'ala is behind. Arahti a'azzu alaykum min Allah واتخذتموه وراءكم ظهريا. Mufti Sharif Sahib in the same majlis, he asked him one time, Sahib Rahmatullahi. But now he made this allegation, this person broke into the house, right? But isn't that hukukul ibad? Isn't that amounting to hukukul ibad? So yes. If that person decides to move, then with all the humility, the Shaykh will ask him for maaf. Asking for maaf, and whatever it takes for the Shaykh to compensate, he compensate. So they are squared up. But with all that trial, if he still is on, then balisane hal, as though he's saying, as though he's alluding, this is nothing. You put on 20 times more trials, I'm still with you. I'm happy with you. So his commitment is showing that he's got no reservations, no hesitations in the mind, got no grudges. His mind is absolutely clear. See this path, huh? So he's got a lot to do with the mind. Mind is absolute. It's Ja'a Rabbahu biqalbin salim. Came with a very sound, clear mind. With a sound, clear mind, then you just want to see what's there. You will grasp it and grasp it full. See, like the dua that we showed some days back. As'aluka tamam al-wudu, tamam al-salah, tamam al-ridwani. Not just the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, but complete, perfect. Pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, but at the level of perfection. So we spoke about nisbat, and that nisbat must be not just a mild one, it must be a perfect and complete one. Otherwise, you may get something, but not to the level of perfection. You may get, not that you won't get, but the level of perfection that you desire yourself, you won't get it. So they'll test you in different ways. And in the different ways, then the colors come out. So this person like this. Hazrat Muhammad Sahib Rahim's style was different, and Hazrat Ji Rahim's style was different. Every now and then there'll be a list that will come out that so and so people were given ijazat, now the ijazat is cancelled. So the criterion by him was quite strict. One person came in with his son, right? He came by train, like, all that, right? So alright, both of you came by train. And what's your child's age? At 14. So there are two tickets that you, there's two fares. One is for an adult and one is for a minor. Under 12 is counted as a minor, right? Your child is 14 years of age. So I just wanted to know, okay, what fare you paid. I thought, you know, this child looks like 11 years of age, so I paid a minus fare. Right? You carry on. Your khilafat is all cancelled. So I just explained that if this person can't be true to man, how can he be true to Allah Ta'ala? See that? If he can't be true and honest to people, can you expect him to be true and honest with Allah Ta'ala? Can't. So no. But truly, after that, the khilafat is not maqsood. The rizai ilahi is maqsood. When the rizai ilahi is maqsood, then that's the goal. You can still strive. So don't strive because of khilafat. Then the whole goal is gone. See, what you are striving? You're striving for the khilafat. So you see, sometimes someone is striving for what? Reputation. his reputation, his integrity, his name mustn't be spoiled. Someone is striving for a certain post. So now he got tried out very easily. Is his whole aim the post, or correcting his relationship with Allah Ta'ala? Number two is that he is not honest in his dealings with people, then how can you expect him to be honest with Allah Ta'ala? So in one stroke he got tested out. But now Hazrat Muhammad's time was a little bit different. That though the Khilafat was quite difficult, but Bayat he would take, be quite liberal, right? But then someone asked him, but then why don't you cancel the Bayat? You can see some persons, their behavior is not right. So Hazrat's reply was, ab to ye log fitna karte hai. When you do this cancellation, they create a lot of mischief. تو ہم نے جی میں مان لیا کہ اس کی بیعت تو ختم ہے, باقی ہم دوستانہ رکھتے ہیں. سو ہم نے جی میں ٹھان لی ان مائنڈ گاڈ از دیٹ ہی از نو مور مائی مرید, ہی از نو مور بیعت ٹو می. اوور آل وی جسٹ کیپ اے فرینڈلی ریلیشن شپ. وائی وی کیپ دا فرینڈلی ریلیشن شپ؟ جسٹ ٹو اوائڈ اینی فتنہ. تو مجھے فتنہ کرتے ہیں, we create a lot of mischief after that. Start hurting someone, hitting someone, then making false propagandas, allegations, then one person, second person. So it's that time people are different, and now the time and people's ways, the demeanor, all that has changed. So we just change the approach. Why? Because of the abundance of fitna. And some laws come into effect because of the abundance of fitna. Like for example, wearing the niqab, right? Wearing the niqab for a woman, is that compulsory or not compulsory? Imam Malik, Imam Abu Hanifa, and Imam Shafi rahmatullahi say it's not compulsory. Imam Shafi got two qawls. One is Nawawi's and one is Rafi. So Imam Rafi is that it's not compulsory. Nawawi is compulsory. Generally people go by the fatwa of Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi. So that was the original fatwa, that it's not compulsory for women to cover the face. And only kulli wijhatun, everyone has got his proofs. And that woman doesn't have to cover her face, right? People that say that she doesn't have to cover her face, they use the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, where Rasulullah Paksam allowed her, Aisha, to see the Abyssinians practicing their archery. And people that say no, it's not allowed, then they use the hadith of Umm Salama and Maymuna radiallahu anha, where Rasulullah asked them to cover their faces in the presence of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, who are a'ma, is blind. Rasulullah says, Afa ami ya wani antuma. He is blind, but are you blind? So then, the parda, as we observe, both, right? Now those that went on the side of the covering of the face, then they used the hadith of Hazrat Fazl ibn Abbas, in the Hajjatul Wida. So, a makhzumi woman, right? She came to ask some masla. Adrakat Faridatul Islam Abi Wahua Shaykhun Kabirun. More or less the words, right? So she came to ask some maslas. and فَجَعَلَ فَضْل يَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهَا وَهِيَ تَنْزُرُ إِلَيْهِ. Right. So when this question is being asked, so Rasul-e Pasam is mounted, and behind Rasul-e Pasam is Fazl ibn Abbas. Now this Makhzoomi woman is asking this question. See that? As she's asking this question, so Fazl is looking, and she is looking at him. Right? So Sarafa wajhahu anha. So Rasul turned his face, turned Fazl's face from that girl. Long hadith, I'm just showing the main parts. Right? So Abbas, that is Fazl's father, asked Rasul Pasam, لِمَ صَرَّفْتَ وَجْهَ إِبْنَ عَمِّكَ. Why do you turn your cousin's face? Fazl is Muslim's cousin. So now that's the illat. See, those that say that it's died around fitna, this is the illat. So it says, رَأَيْتُ شَابًا وَشَابَّةً فَلَمْ آمَنْ الشَّيْطَانْ عَلَيْهِمَا. I saw a young boy and a young girl, and I was scared that Shaitan may take advantage over the situation. So now that means that looking at the girl revolves around fitna, the fear of Shaitan taking advantage. He can take advantage over the situation. So it revolves around that. Ra'itu shabban wa shabbatan falam aman ash-shaytan alayhima. So I saw a young man, a young woman, kind of was waseem al-waj, also quite attractive, and that girl was also quite beautiful. The ulama say that as Fazl, he wasn't looking at her with lust, but it happens when someone is asking a question, right? Someone is asking a question, then what people normally, what's the tendency? They will look at the questioner. So just as a natural response, he looked, what is this person asking? And Fazl is now still new in Islam, because his Islam is around the 8th year of Zilhijjah, no, 8th year of the Hijrah, right? Fatah Makkah, that's time. So now he's in Islam, Hajjatul Wida is 10 years, right? So he's only 2 years, and he's young, right? So he may have not known the Masala. So therefore, but knowing the Masala, he looked at her. But now, Qurban Jai in Muhaddisin ka, Fuqaha ka, see the ingenuity. So they took out another Masala from this. Tell me, what is it? Now, Bukhari Rahman, sometimes he got a bab and no tarjuma. So they try to work out why didn't he have a tarjuma there. So the general answer that they give, that he didn't have a... So he had a tarjuma, he started a bab, but he couldn't find a hadith according to his shara'it. What? Should something or not because of that. He had started off, but he thought he'll fill it up. Adragathul maniyatu, and he died before that. But the Shaykh says that it was tasalli dene ke liye ye jawab aate hai. Asal jawab to kuch aur hai. It is just to comfort you. The actual is what? This tashhizul ahzan. Tashhizul azhan. What? Tashhizul azhan. Right? To sharpen your intellect. Now why to sharpen your intellect? Tell me why. Huh? But in school don't do it. Don't you do it? They give you a passage, right? And based on the passage, don't they ask you? Comprehension, right? They taught you maths, right? Then they give you some exercise. Why do you give exercise? Tashkizul Azan. To see if you're applying it right or not. Right? So Imam Bukhari wants you to become a muhaqqiq, what? So this, therefore, he brings in questions. So again, ask, what's the question? What's the third thing here? Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadi. See that? Man ra'a minkum. Fasarafa Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wajal fadl. Can you see that? Man ra'a minkum munkaran. Now you'll appreciate this more, right? If I just told you that, would you appreciate it? But now that I put you through a trial, I will appreciate it more. So you're talking about Makkah and Medina, and then you're showing the different procedures, right? Mashayikh, and what's the need for them? Like a child comes for admission, right, in the hills or in the kitab section, then they take him a small exam, right? So which class must he be placed into? The first class, the pre-first class, or the 550 year, which year? So they have to test the person, see his capacity, right? And testing the person is not wrong. Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi, he came for admission by Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. You memorize the Quran Sharif? No. Well, memorize the Quran Sharif. So they say less than a month you finish the whole Quran Sharif. Now that shows that he was desperate to get in to the class, right? So he did his best, got the Quran Sharif memorized in a month or less than a month, and he came to the class. So to take this type of an exam is not wrong. Okay? Now you will ask why you put him for that exam? Because Imam, like in the Shaykh, that Shaykh to see, he needs a clarity of the mind for him to be able to instruct, right? So Imam Hanifa from his class, right? When he's in his class, then he is delivering a lesson. Now the lesson is going to be at a certain level. Right? Now, if he doesn't fit in that level, then is the communication going to be easy? Now, Qari Sahib is teaching Shatibi. The person doesn't know Alif Ba. Can Qari Sahib manage? Can't manage. He'll have to do some tajweed, primary things, all that, right? Thereafter, he brings him to Shatibi, right? Then they're moving on well. But now he just came learning Alif, doesn't know Alif Ba, and put him straight away. So he has to do some primary work, basic work, get that right. Then he can work with him, see. So many a times people just make atiras, objection, or favoritism here. They look at the face and then they just favor the person into the class. Jahil hai. Jahalat ki baat karta hai. Jahil doesn't know. He doesn't know the whole procedure of ilm. That's why he's speaking in that way. Had he known how it works, then he wouldn't have spoken that way. Ilm se kisi ko mahroom kar diya. Deprived the person of the blessings of knowledge. By not a depriving, but it is procedures, but you want to be in the class, we're not stopping you, but then follow the procedure, you will come there eventually. But straight away you want to dive in, then that may be higher than your level, right? And you have 10 questions, why? Because it's not at your level. It's not at your level, why like this, why not like that? So when the person has passed all that, you know, you have very little questions to ask. He understands the whole thing. He can relate. Right. Now you're working with him, and you're working with him very easy. Now you may ask, all right, but why can't we just fit him in? Then it's a disadvantage to the rest of the class. Because the rest of the class, they finished all this. Right. All this 4 or 5 year work, they finished, right? They finished, now you can talk to them at that advanced level. Right. Now you're going to start all again from the primary level. I ask you, isn't it unfair to these people? They've suffered, they went to the grades, right? They come here, and now you're starting off primary work with an advanced class. So see, our time is getting wasted here. See, so it's unfair to them. That's why you say that you go through the procedure, finish all this primary work, and then come. Yeah. So you see this parada thing, see? So the whole thing, what's the catalyst or colic, what's the narrative? The narrative is fitna. What? Now, can anybody say that there is no fitna today? If he says that, then he himself is a fitna. Can anybody say that the world is free of fitna today? Then he is a fitna himself. Because he's not recognizing circumstance. What's the circumstance today? He doesn't recognize it. So therefore, the Ahnaf, all the Ahnaf, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, the Maska Mazhab, now to wear the niqab is compulsory. See? Initially it was like that. But when they saw the abundance of fitna, and then people are not conducting themselves, they're not behaving. Then they said, no. We passed this consensus now that the woman must cover her face. But the irony on the parda side is, sometimes you don't know whether to laugh or to cry. An old lady, 75, 90 years old, she's called a niqab. A young girl, 16, 17, 18, it's all right. That old lady, she didn't need that thing, right? She was already 80 past that age. No attraction now, that finished class. Even if you saw her, right, the temptation would die in herself. Right. And the one that's got the temptation, calls it attraction, that one is not putting on parda. See, the whole the cycle went off. Allah Akbar.